big rocks and all that sort of thing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Hello.
It's your two very good friends, W. McWall and Johnny James Hotten.
Yes.
Flashing you flashing you the horns there,
Johnny. The horns
of love. So we're gonna do a bit of a catch up on all the rock news.
And that you may have missed.
That you may have missed, or you would like the inside story
of what really happened.
What really happened? So we're going to begin with Ozzy Osbourne, who during our brief, people made more of it than they should. Very brief.
It was just like the hiatus. It was like the recording of Use Your Illusion or something.
Wasn't quite as bad.
That's
as
all
that.
It was.
No, it's more like Hysteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Use Your Illusion was like 13. Oh, Use Your Illusion. Yeah. Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, we were sleeping in here, weren't we?
Yeah.
Thinking of ideas. Anyway, start of the year, January, February, early this year, official announcement comes out from the Ozzy Osbourne camp. Sad, and he's like, you know,
sad news, people.
Yeah,
I regret that having had your money, ticket money, for the last 8 years, saying I was going to play a gig, I'm now unable to.
They said something like, "This is the saddest day of my life.
Yeah.
The day I hoped would never come."
Yeah.
You know,
I've got to give you money back,
and I won't be touring anymore. I won't be doing any more live shows. Massive outpouring of grief from people that had tickets.
Yeah,
going back to 2018.
Yeah, because do you get interest? Do they pay you the interest back? I would say.
You don't get the interest back.
Yeah,
no,
but I would say,
if you get
listen,
the ticket back.
Listen. Lawyers, a class action.
Wow.
Class action. Everyone who had a ticket, they've had that money in the bank for all that time.
I'd just like to say to Sharon that I completely disagree.
Oh, no, that's not me saying that.
No, that's
a
John
lawyer
saying that.
That's
Sharon.
A lawyer saying that.
Definitely
that
not
that's
me,
what
Sharon.
Might happen.
Not Mick Wall saying
I wouldn't do that.
I love you.
I didn't even apply for a ticket refund.
Yet.
That's how much I love
you're
you.
You're doing a class action.
That's because
wow.
I haven't got a ticket.
Wow. Anyway,
class action, give me a ring. Yeah.
Anyway, we forgot to look it up. But literally within a few weeks, there's a big announcement that he's doing a festival.
He's doing a gig. He's managed to get it together to do a gig. But it's a bit like when he did the Commonwealth Games, you know, and he sort of appeared in Birmingham, didn't he, with Tony. And he came up on stage, but he didn't move much. So
no.
He might. I don't know.
Well, listen.
It could be. This could be the wrong move.
Cast your mind back to the Motley Crue pod we did
a week ago.
And we were talking about, you know, what's real, what's not. Does it matter?
Yeah.
I mean, Ozzy's been using technology for
years. Yeah, he's going to be that. But
I worry we're into Meatloaf territory.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
He's going to go flat
exactly,
out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Finished with my woman. Cut the tape.
Because obviously, what might have happened? I mean, we're speculating, but Ozzy is unable to tour. Okay, we get that. Touring is difficult when you're young, so it's even harder when you're old. Even if you're rich, you still got to fly. You still got to take the bus. You still got to stay up to all hours. You still got to do it night after night. There's no way round that. That's what touring is.
But if it's just a festival,
it's just one gig.
So what happens is there's a knock on the door in the night. Yeah. Sharon answers. Oh no, Ozzy answers, and he goes, "Sharon, there's a bloke at the door with a big sack of money." Yeah.
Or is
Sharon's
it
like, "Let him in."
Or is it Ozzy going, "Sharon, look, I could do one gig. I could do a show." You know?
I think it's more like Sharon going, Ozzy, you could do one gig.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Because honestly, yeah. all the because years all... I worked with them, the amount of gigs he didn't want to do.
Really? Because I was got the impression that he always wanted to...
No, there was a famous time me and Ray were in Germany to do Ozzy for Kerrang! And Sharon wasn't there.
Yeah.
So he cancelled the gig. He wouldn't come out of his room. Ray was in heaven.
Yeah,
we were in the hotel bar.
We don't have to leave the hotel bar. Fantastic.
We were in the hotel bar for three. Us, Randy Castillo, I think Zach was still in the band, and whoever. And it was like, day three, it's like, so what's going on? He hasn't come out of his room, you know. Sharon flies in.
Get the
fuck out, you fucking wanker. I mean, get like that. Next thing, Ozzy's...
the gig's on.
Gig's on!
The gig's back on.
Hooray! Yeah. And she's like, you're fucking interview.
She'd come and see you stupid bastards, just sat in the bar. Get out there. Take some photos. Write something. Silly twats.
So, yeah, I mean, loads of time. I mean, almost every gig, Ozzy would go, I can't do it. I don't want to go on. Yeah. Sharon would go, get the fuck out there.
At this gig, it's a big... I mean, where they've come up with the cash for this, I don't know, but the bill... You have to say, if you're of a certain persuasion, it's
Metallica. Is it Metallica? The bill? I didn't look it up.
Is it Metallica?
Iron Maiden.
Guns. Ozzy. Guns and Roses.
And is it
maybe
Metallica?
Like Pantera or something?
No.
Look it up. Look
Judas
it up.
Priest.
What's it called? What's the show called?
I don't even know what it's
can
called.
Someone. What we should do is
too busy laughing.
We should do these pods live so someone can phone in. And tell us what we need to know.
Oh, don't worry. They get in touch and tell us.
No, I know that. But it'd be better if it was live.
Well, so that we
could
get
actually
right.
Correct.
Look, at the end of the day, if you're listening to this pod right now, get your own bloody phone out and look, all right? Ozzy Festival
America. I'm Googling it now.
It's called something like, you know, Heavy Very.
It is called something like that.
Heavy.
Ozzy
Heavy.
Festival 2.
Anyway, so this is great listening, John, while you look at your
phone.
Well,
you say something for once. Earn your money. Hold on. No, it isn't.
Earn my money!
No, it's called the Power Trip Festival.
Power Trip.
Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Ozzy. And
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, they're the headliners. Iron Maiden are not the headliners.
Oh, see, the thing I saw was Saturday... Iron Maiden and
you got it.
Metallica.
You got it.
And the other
punk.
Day, Guns N' Roses and Ozzy. Axl ain't coming on. Ozzy doesn't care.
Also, AC/DC are playing. Fucking, I tell you, where have they got the money for this? Oh, it's the people who do Coachella.
Ah.
So it's Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Ozzy Osbourne,
desert.
AC/DC, Iron Maiden and Tool. Spot the odd one out. Well, is Tool's mate the promoter or something?
Yeah. Don't diss Tool.
Is Tool
band.
A person or a band?
It's a band.
Tool would be a great name for a
person.
It's
a band, but it's a person.
Hey, Tool. Come over here, Tool.
Listen to you sniggering at absolutely nothing. Come over here, Tool.
But I mean, now it's all coming back to me. Because not
vagina.
Only not only is Ozzy resurrecting himself for this amazing payday in the desert, but AC/DC. And I when I heard that news, I messaged you and said, who is singing in AC/DC?
Jono.
But is it? Because last time I looked, it was Axl.
Well, let me put it to you this way.
And Axl's going to be... I thought that's why AC/DC... Because Axl's there. It's a two-in-one.
Oh.
You know, it's like...
AC/DC
we don't need to get...
have toured since the Axl thing, though, haven't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course they have.
It was years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
2017?
Yeah, it's not
Six
that... Six
years
long?
Ago.
It's not that
Six
long.
6 years, John.
Yeah, when you say someone years ago... To me, that phrase means like 20 years.
Well, when I say
oh, it
years
happened
ago,
years
what I mean
ago.
Is years ago, like 6 years ago. Well, you could be right, although here's my point.
But Jono, but the whole point of Axl coming in was that Jono had tragically gone deaf.
Eh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, but that's we have the technology.
And what happened was he didn't hear about the tour, and so AC/DC kept the money. Got Axl. That's what happened. They went, Jono, he's not heard us.
Nah,
lads, he's
deaf,
not.
Deaf bastard.
Lads, he's not heard us.
But listen,
we'll just go
referencing the Motley thing, you know, AC/DC and Brian Johnson, there was that big hoo-ha on their last, like 10 years ago or something, where they were saying Brian Johnson doesn't know the word, so he's got it all up on a monitor. And something went wrong at a gig, and they couldn't just, you know, just do a... They couldn't fill in. Maybe they had to leave the stage.
Probably the Wi-Fi went out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The computer went down.
Yeah.
Glitch.
Yeah.
So I think it could easily be Jono.
Probably, you know, is Jono.
They could probably get fucking Bon Scott on stage at this point.
You don't recover from, you know, like going deaf.
Probably
the worst job you could have if you're going deaf is being the singer of AC/DC.
Not if you're miming.
Miming tapes, call it whatever you want. How loud are AC/DC? You know, every single night.
If he's already deaf.
I don't know if he is already deaf.
Well, either he's not deaf.
I tell you what.
And it's all good. Or he is deaf and it's all good.
Back in the day, you'd be able to tell when someone had a hearing aid.
Because they'd have a big, like, transistor radio in there.
And a power pack in their pocket. I tell you, these days...
Concealed.
Honestly, these days... I was out with someone the other day. Lovely person. They just got these hearing aids. I mean,
deaf bastards.
First of all, you would never, ever have seen them. They were just so small. And they've got... I'm just going to put it on restaurant mode because we're in a restaurant. So it changes the auditory, whatever.
Because you've got background noise.
And then you've got other modes for other settings. And then it's got Bluetooth. So if you get a phone message or something, if you've got a phone message, you want to listen to it, just switch it on to Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So Jono's could well have some of those.
You see these glasses I'm about to put on? See, I've got the little miniatures in my ears. I put these on, I'm watching fucking movies. Videos.
There you go. You see, they can do anything these
days. They can do anything.
So maybe
just
Jono,
saying.
They just Jono just switches it. Jono goes, "Can you do an AC/DC gig mode?"
Oh yeah.
Which he just switches to that.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, and it just in his ear, he gets, you know, Back in Black. I hit the sack.
Yeah.
And then Back in Black. It's like a Pavlov's dog thing. He hears that. Back in Black.
Or
I hit the
just
sack.
Mimes. You know.
Been too long. It's good.
What Gene
to be.
Simmons was saying about Kiss. What ABBA have done with virtual reality.
Yeah, but they're not
even
there.
I'm surprised Bon Scott isn't fucking singing.
Well, Dio's still going, isn't he? Your mate.
Well, it didn't pan out.
I thought they did it, the hologram. I thought they did the hologram Mark II.
They did,
well.
But it didn't pan out. Okay. I mean, compared to ABBA, my daughter went to see ABBA. She said it, she goes, it's not kind of like, oh, isn't it clever how they did that? It's there.
Yeah, yeah.
They are there.
Yeah.
You can see behind them, you know.
Wow.
The Dio, I don't think it really... If it had been a success, it would still be going.
I wouldn't want to see behind Ronnie anyway. That's not my thing. It's not my thing.
You know that series You were always behind the music.
You always, here comes Ronnie, and now here comes Mick grovelling along behind.
No, not grovelling. Just terrified
Ronnie,
a beaten
dog.
Do you want
a game of pool, Ronnie? Oh, Ronnie, do you want a game of pool?
Yes, I would like a game of pool. Did you know pool was invented in the 18th century? All right, mate, easy now.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Ozzy. Moving on swiftly. Actually, speaking of singers either going deaf or just can't fucking sing anymore, did you see that? We recommend this to everybody right now. Don't pause the pod. But when the pod is finished, go to YouTube immediately. Instantly. And look up Axl Rose singing at the funeral for Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck me. Fucking hell.
Yeah. What a way to leave this mortal coil.
Yeah. When I die, I've decided I'm going to have that clip played as if he's singing it for me.
But it's like Lisa Marie Presley. It's like, I mean, that's Elvis's daughter.
Yeah.
And at her funeral. I mean, sad, first of all, that she died. She could only have been in her 50s.
Yeah.
You know.
You're Elvis's
bastard child. And you're, you know.
And I'm still young.
Yeah, you're still young. So what's Lisa Marie?
Well, the thing that got me...
Actually, you're one of the Memphis Mafia's bastard children.
Shut your gob.
You're like...
Oh, for fuck's
Lamar
sake.
Lamar Fyfe.
So back to Axel.
Yeah.
I'm a double cheeseburger at 4 a.m. with honey on top.
Yeah.
I'm a Okay, never mind that. So, Axel, at the funeral of Lisa Marie Presley.
Which is a sad occasion.
Well, any funerals tends to be on the sad side. But Lisa Marie Presley, he sits at a piano on a stage.
Was it the one with these motorcycle stool?
No.
They couldn't get that. He'd have been fucking pissed off about that.
No, it was more macabre. It was an actual piano with actual Axel, actual playing and singing. November Rain. You don't need to say that.
That's the song, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't have thought for a funeral. It's about 8 minutes long. Yeah. And it's like, and it's long intro. Dude, I always hated that song.
Yeah, but that isn't...
What's the first line of it? Can you remember? Because I'm going to tell you how he sang. Go on.
Oh, no, I know the tune. And couldn't bring the pain. He does it like Bob Dylan, doesn't he? In the cold November rain.
He's like... it's like, fucking hell.
Yeah, no tapes.
Where's the hard drive?
Yeah.
Where's the things in his ear?
And I couldn't stand the pain.
No, that's good compared to that.
I've got a good voice. Yeah. I can't fake it. I can't even fake singing
it's
bad.
It's a gift.
A gift from the gods.
When you're born with that level of performance.
I know. I know.
You can't give half
measures. You can't
measures.
Fake it.
No.
Yeah.
In the same way,
Axel. So there are people, and it was one of those funerals where it was outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, the ceremony, the service.
You imagine how many people.
So it was like that, you know, they set up a marquee.
A marquee, but a
very tasteful sort of silk. Like, and then people
LA is all about taste.
Exactly. It's all about taste and money and all of those things.
Very tasteful.
They're all sitting there. And you've heard the service now here. I kind of see it as the bit, you know, like the end of the funeral when they play you've had all the hymns and everything.
Right. Where you leave.
They play a little bit of music where you're supposed to get up and leave.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, this was like him giving it. It's like when people get up and give their memory.
Yeah.
Well, it was like that. Yeah. What's the opening line? I've got to do it for you.
I can't remember.
All right, say it's like this. Leave your phone alone.
No, I'm going to look it up.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Go on, let me do that.
You're too late. I'm going to do it. She's like,
someone said, are you sure it's not Axel's funeral?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And well, I'll tell you what, he looks fucking terrible. I mean, he looked terrible.
When I look into your eyes,
I
can see a love restrained.
Can see what?
A love restrained.
All right, hang on then. It goes, do, 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 ages. Do, 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 do. What's the first one? Look in your eyes.
Axel, this is the first line.
He's got it in his piece. So go on.
When I look into your eyes.
He's like, eyes.
I can see a love restrained.
Eyes. Yes.
But darling, when I hold you.
But darling.
Don't you know I feel the same?
Don't you know I. Don't you know I feel the same? It's not even as good as that. You know, I mean, that could be a hit single I've just given you there. Compared to Axel, at least some. I mean, has he got no shame?
But you know, but who's Axel's hero? His musical hero.
Elton?
Elton. Right. And Elton, you know, did the most famous funeral of all time, didn't he? The most famous performance at a funeral of all time. Wow. I mean, you imagine, I know, I'm sure you must have researched it in depth when you did the book, but imagine the pressure of that, because there's like however many billion people are watching and it's just you and the piano. Yeah. There's no
I would say fucking
this up.
Badly advised.
And it's also, he's also playing a song with which they've rewritten the lyrics, but in your mind it must still be Goodbye Norma Jean. I mean, it's like automatic. But
see what
Elton,
he should have done.
Elton fucking pulled it off. Yeah, I mean, that takes some brass balls.
Elton can sing.
Yeah, he can sing and play. Yeah,
and you know Elton doesn't have any tech, because I've just been doing a thing on Elton, and his shows are all over YouTube. You know, you can see his final show at Dodger Stadium from last November, and that man is singing live.
Yeah. And you can tell because his voice has changed. His voice has got quite a lot deeper, I think.
Much deeper. Yeah. He struggles with it.
Yeah.
But it actually is quite affecting because, you know, you witness the struggle in real time.
Yeah.
And he still can sing.
Yeah, and he can... I mean, he's a fantastic piano player.
He really is.
Yeah, he's so good.
But Axel was like... It's kind of like... You know, we used to say he had more than one voice. It's kind of like he's only got one voice now.
Mm.
And that's on a hard drive somewhere, you know, because he couldn't sing that. And also, what an appalling
and
choice.
It also goes on for so long. You're right. I thought it was he was doing it when they were meant to sort of get up, you know. But
no,
you had to sit there.
Do that,
you
had
to fucking sit there for 8 minutes.
Yeah. Well, he was November. That's too good. That's Tom Waits. Yeah. How does the chorus go? I don't fucking know.
In the cold November rain. What would have saved it was if at the right moment, Slash, there'd been a podium cut and Slash had been done the solo. That would have been
with
fucking
awesome.
With a wind machine. And he's bloody top out on, you know.
And then any dissent from the audience, Axel fucking dives in.
Yeah. Then it'd be like a proper gig.
Proper gig. Yeah. Proper send-off for the king.
Yeah, the king's daughter.
Maybe what he should have done is Candle in the Wind.
That's probably what he wanted to do.
Goodbye, it's me.
Yeah, it was probably what he wanted to do and had to be dissuaded.
Yeah. He should have done, would have been better to do Candle in the Wind because it would be shorter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So anyway, moving on to more hot news. Did you see those pictures of David Coverdale?
On his 97th birthday.
Were they birthday pictures?
I don't know. I think they were. I think it was. Oh, no, is it because he just had his hair cut? That's why he did them. Yeah. Or maybe the snake have got an album out. No,
ridiculous. To me, he looked like Doc Cotton.
Because hasn't old
he looked like a good looking Doc Cotton
because he'd had his hair cut, which looked good. I have to say, he had a good haircut.
Well, he bought that in the shop, didn't he? What do you think? He went into the barbers,
Michael.
I give you a Jeff Hurst,
Michael. but he had makeup on.
Yeah, of course.
Why
he did.
He had lipstick on?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's a giant bender. Clearly a joke. because he's really fucking old and some makeup artist was there.
Yeah.
Over 20 years ago, I sent Sean Llewellyn to America to interview him. And Ross inevitably was taking the pictures. And Ross was telling me about it afterwards. It was hilarious. He said, Dave, and this is 2000, he's got a solo album out. It's not like Whitesnake are back, you know, in the classic rock market. It was still him trying to have some sort of career.
Yeah.
It was a good solo album, actually, but
flopperoo.
And so Sean goes, and Ross is doing the photo session, and David turns up, and he's got his own makeup people, his own hair people. He's got someone recording everything he says for the record.
Yeah.
And he looks at Ross. He hasn't seen Sean yet. And he goes to Ross, who is this fucking woman? And Ross goes, she's right behind you. And he wheels round and he goes, Sean! So delightful. Kisses her hand. You're so delightful. Oh, come and sit with me. You know.
Yeah.
Who is this fucking woman?
The full cove.
A full cove.
Yeah.
So he's got hair,
Yeah. He has got hair.
Box
listen,
fresh.
Listen, box fair play. No, no, no. Hair. See, I'm sticking up for him here. I think it's his real hair. And he did have it was a really good haircut. Because look, let's be honest. Old Cove is a handsome man. There is no getting around
it. He certainly was. He is a handsome... Before he turned into Ken Dodd. I mean, he's very much got a late Ken Dodd energy about his face. The sunken cheekbones, the huge eyes, you know. Don't you think? Late Ken Dodd.
Ken Dodd.
You mean late Ken
with
Dodd.
The teeth sticking out and the.
All right, not the teeth.
My tickling stick and the dodgy diddy men or whatever.
Okay,
they were
not
called.
The teeth, but late Ken Dodd was emaciated and bizarre with weird hair, you know.
Right, as opposed to early Ken Dodd.
Well, he was a bit more cheeky chappy, yeah. Chubby cheeks, you know, fun.
Right.
Late Ken Dodd looked just like Coverdale.
I didn't know you knew so much about Ken Dodd.
Well, when he brought out Here I Go Again, you know, my ears
Dodd.
Pricked up.
I love to hear that.
Yeah. He was meant to go, did he?
Yeah,
no, Doddy.
Doddy, yeah. Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead. Whatever that was.
No, it'd be Ken Dodd died. Did he? Did no, he, Doddy.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to Doddy Coverdale. You thought he looked very handsome, did you?
Well, no, I said he is a handsome man. Oh, and he had a good haircut.
I never noticed. Before.
And you thought, well, you know, okay, he's like going into his you know, later years, but
70s. one of those 70s.
But one of those guys who like you expect to rock up at the marina and have it away with the kind of the mayor's wife or something, you know, like the local rogue,
the local roué.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like Nigel Havers, but a rock version. He's got a sweater around his shoulders,
yeah.
Very expensive cashmere sweater around his. Oh, hello, darling. Yeah. You know, it would be that. It would be all that.
With a very young girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. And
an inappropriately car. Young girlfriend.
Not inappropriate.
But he was... That he's schooling.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm schooling her. Did he used to call you Jonathan?
Not literally.
No. I said schooling, not grooming. Yeah, schooling. Although he's obviously well-groomed. He's well-groomed.
He's very well... He did. He used to go. Let's just know. Let's call.
Oh, John's getting nervous. Okay, right. Moving on. I think this is the final story of this particular segment.
Is it though? Did he though?
No, Doddy.
Yeah.
This is going to be the final one because we're. That's
which
my.
Is time sensitive. That's your. That's very... your agent.
Yeah. That's David going. Yeah. How dare you? Yeah. How dare you? The big news, I think, the truly big news, which I didn't even know about till you told me as we sat down.
I broke some news.
You broke news.
That's breaking the habits of a lifetime.
Oh, no. You were, you know, we were both news editors
in the day, weren't we? Hot on the news at one point.
And W.M. Wall.
Yeah.
So the new, I think you should take and it from me because you broke the...
I don't know what you're going to say.
Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah, Def Leppard, yeah. They made a bloody album with the Royal Philharmonic or whatever. They've done a collection of their numbers with the local symphony orchestra.
Do you know, that is so exciting because it always works tremendously well, I think, when rock bands employ orchestras. Yeah.
Well, I've heard the version of Animal, which is on YouTube. And
How's it go?
That's exactly how it goes. It's exactly how it goes. And I quite liked
like,
it.
Like,
How does Animal start?
Wide
light. On broken ground. Do, 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 do. It's only night.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm going round. Do, 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 do. It's great.
Yes, I mean, it reminds me of when the Scorpions did a similar thing. Yeah. Black out. Black out. Or one of the all time greats, Metallica,
Symphatalica, or whatever it's. We haven't discussed, but they've got an album out and everything. Metallica are putting an album out.
Does anybody?
Can I just
care?
Say this? This is the Metallica. Well, I say Metallica. Stars did an interview in the Times. How much would he have loved that? Interviewed in the Times, and it transpired.
They were lucky to have him.
It said, "You know, they've all kind of changed with age and all the rest of it." And Ulrich is a noted art collector, which we all know. And then it says, And it says, and James Hetfield is a beekeeper.
A what?
A beekeeper. James Hetfield is a
bees.
Beekeeper.
He's a beekeeper that keeps bees.
James Hetfield, who went to Russia to kill a bear.
Who lived out in the frozen wastes for weeks.
Yeah, to kill that bear. And then said, I've killed the bear, but because it's been hibernating, it can't be eaten because their insides are just like full of, you know, whatever.
What, he killed the bear while it was hibernating?
No. I think they're waiting for it to come out. That's why they were there for weeks.
They were waiting. They're like, poor cunt's been hibernating. He comes out and James Hetfield's there waiting to blow his fucking head off.
Something like that. I don't know the ins and outs of it.
My head. Die.
Bang.
Die.
But it's all in the film, isn't it? He goes to, in the film where he's got the shrink and all the rest of it, the brilliant
monster
making monster or whatever monster it's called, brilliant. And he goes, I can't do the album anymore, I've got to go to Russia and kill, and he misses his kid's birthday
to kill
the bear.
It's only just, yeah. It's like you get up in the morning,
yeah,
you're still stretching and yawning,
yeah,
you can't even be eaten because your innards are frozen,
yeah,
and motherfuckers there with a gun.
Bang,
motherfucker,
yeah,
it's James,
yeah.
Come to
kill you. And he killed. Anyway, James Hetfield, who went to Russia to kill a bear.
Yeah. Hibernating bear.
James Hetfield, who hazed, what was it, Jason Newsted,
yeah,
for not being Cliff Burton or whatever. James Hetfield.
Cliff Burton, who James loved, yeah, and worshipped and had his head up his arse.
James Hetfield is a beekeeper.
Yeah.
James Hetfield, who. You, when you were in a lift with Kirk Hammett,
yeah,
had to stop talking about aromatherapy,
yes,
in case James Hetfield,
well, no,
in case James
talking.
Hetfield heard you. Exactly. You had to stop talking about aromatherapy, your shared passion.
I was talking to Kirk about ylang ylang,
yeah,
and lavender, how lavender is a medicine in a bottle.
As you aromatherapy guys do. You get together and it's yak, yak, yak,
and
lavender
the lift
this.
Open, and in comes James. And I'm like, but the thing about ylang ylang, if you just put a little bit on your wrist, yeah, like that, it really...
And Kirk's
like, I don't know what you're fucking talking about, you fag.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't say those words.
So, Kirk, so James Hetfield, who did that, is a beekeeper. There's something going on there.
Do you think he kills them?
There's something.
he
waits outside the hive.
Yeah,
come out, you little fuckers.
It's target practice.
Yeah.
Because he'll come out at once, don't they?
If you can
hit. Boom, boom, boom.
If you can hit a bee.
Die, die.
If you can hit a bee, you can kill a bear.
Yeah, he's like.
Maybe it's like Axel won't go to cities that begin with M. He'll only kill things that begin with B.
Yeah. See, he started.
So what's next? So he's alphabetically, he's going to kill one of everything. What? He's like Noah, but in reverse. What? He's going to kill one of everything.
It's like a computer game where you have to go up the levels, right? So he began, as we all do, by flying to the frozen wastes of Russia in the middle of winter.
Killing a bear.
Exactly. To sit there for 2 weeks, missing his kid's birthday and making an album. To wait for a poor frozen fucking bear, still half a fucking sleep, to stick its big old head out the door, and he's there, bang! Over the years, he's perfected.
And then there he gets bang, and he gets out a little list, and it's got B at the top, and underneath
bear.
He writes bear, and he crosses it out.
But he's now reached such a high. He's like Zen.
Yeah,
he's at the Zen level where. Only a cluster of bees. So he gets
killed all the massive things.
And unlike the frozen bear, these fuckers can fight back. They can sting you. He's like, bring it. Yeah. Probably got a.
Yeah, because it like
flamethrower.
Bear. What else? A bear. Bull. He's killed a bull. Like it's massive. Killed a bull, but that's easy.
Yeah, that's piss.
That's bullshit, man. In this case, literally.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit,
fuck
man.
That bear.
Yeah. Fuck
what,
that bull.
What else would he have killed that began with a B? I'm trying to think of something.
A bison.
He's probably killed a bison.
No, yeah, exactly, because I think he's gone big to small. I think he's got a list and gone B, right.
Do you know how he got to B, though? He went from bears to bisons, to buffaloes,
to bulls,
to bulls, to beagles,
yeah, Bichon Frise,
then beavers.
He's killed a beaver. What a bastard!
Then big shiny beetles on the floor, and now he's up. He's up to the level of bees. I bet he doesn't even wear protection.
He's a beekeeper. So what he's probably doing is breeding enough bees for him to wipe out when he feels like it.
Perhaps he's doing it against the impending apocalypse.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
he knows that honey, honey.
Yeah,
it could be in short supply.
Kirk's finally got through to him on the aromatherapy thing, and he's got a load of lavender, which is attracting the bees.
It could be, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Or, you know, Manuka honey in New Zealand, is it?
Yeah.
That's like 40 quid a jar.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're selling.
Maybe well, when you say beekeeper, what you mean he's invested. He's invested in a Manuka honey.
You can get Metallica honey on the website, you know.
You've heard of Manuka. Now check out Metallica.
Metallica. Yes, that's quite good. That's not bad.
Anyway, back to Leopard.
Oh, yeah. On stone.
Classical.
Ground.
Have you actually heard this?
I've said to you.
The whole thing? Listening.
No, I said to you, I've heard Animal.
And why have they done this?
Why do any bands do it?
They're not going to make any because money, are they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's like you get
are they
on Spotify.
Take the orchestra out on
tour? No, but you go on Spotify, don't you? It's like Joe was saying, they on Spotify, Def Leppard, they're not like the local bloke with a guitar who thinks he's Ed Sheeran. Def Leppard, they're like a billion downloads, you know.
I don't think classical, though.
But it's like there's a lot of Def Leppard fans who are going to listen to
Photograph.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be
Photograph.
Like. Photograph. And who in the band was the, you know, because there was always one in the band who talks to the orchestra. It's obviously in Metallica, it was Stars. Say, so, oh, well, you've just got to drop it a descending fifth there. Who is it?
In Def Leppard?
Yeah.
Joe. It's always Joe.
Do you think it's Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. Always.
Because Joe's quite
Phil Collins.
Joe's quite good on the old guitar, isn't he, on the choir? And I think he can play the piano as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never tend to think of him as a musician.
No,
do you?
But he does.
But
do
he
a
can
lot of the
play.
Writing. Yeah, he can play. Yeah, yeah. All that stuff. Yeah.
I heard he can sing sometimes too.
Joe, he doesn't mean that. You're supposed to be his friend.
I am his friend. I'm merely jesting. I tell you what, Joe Elliott.
He's a sound bloke.
He's a sound bloke.
He is.
He's definitely got my
geezer.
Vote. He's definitely got
he's
my vote.
Geezer.
Right, now, there were other things. I think we're going to save them
what
for,
other
for next. Oh, no, shut next time. Next time. You're the one that's got to leave.
Oh, yeah, well, I said I could leave by 12.
I know. Was it makeup and beekeeping? Yeah.
I was the one who revealed to you James James Hetfield is now a beekeeper. I mean,
that's a world exclusive.
Well, it's not because it was in the Times.
No, but you know,
for the
no,
Times,
no, that's
it
a world.
To be honest, I was quite surprised the Times buried it to such a degree.
Yeah, I mean,
like, this is a story, isn't it?
Yeah, Hetfield beekeeper bonanza.
Yeah,
Hetfield beekeeper bombshell.
Yeah.
And on that beekeeping bombshell,
We're out.
We're out.
We're out, dude.
See you on the street.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How do I stop this, Fern?